Lord be with you. Welcome to this special service of Lessons and Carols. We're glad you're here, and we ask everyone to let us know of your presence by signing the pew registers. They're in the center sections of the pews, and pass them over to the windows and back and up in the balcony as best you can. There's a lot going on in this season. Today, for example, is the last day for signing up for the Christmas poinsettias. So if you want to dedicate one to someone, this is your last opportunity to do so. One of the other inserts in the bulletin is about the Christmas joy offering. We will be receiving the Christmas joy offering next Sunday. It'll be taken with our regular offering, and so either by designating on the check or by using the Christmas joy offering envelopes, that's how that will be set aside for that. Now, Christmas Eve services schedule is printed in the bulletin. It's a full evening of wonderful services beginning at 5 o'clock, and if you have never been to a children's Christmas Eve service, it's one you really should check out. That should be on the bucket list, because it is just pure joy and a wonderful way to begin Christmas Eve. Then at 8 o'clock, we have a family traditional service, and then at 11 o'clock, we have the Christmas Eve candlelight and communion service. And so you are invited to all of those. I'm going to be at all of them. Mrs. K is probably going to be at all of them. Others are going to be at all of them. So what the heck? Come on down. You too, Brett. Let's see, almost done. Pledge envelopes for next year can be picked up over in the church office. We'll have them over in this building or the fellowship hall in the near future. But also, if you have not submitted your pledge for 2015, please do so as soon as possible. Session now is right at a crucial time of planning budget for next year, and we really need to hear from you. So if you have not, please get it in as soon as possible. Brett, who's going to leave here and preach at Meadow Lakes this morning, drive carefully.
Got to get over there. Couple announcements. Most important, if you look on the inside fold, top left, the Family Fun Day information, please take a look at that. We're planning a ski trip to Camelback on Martin Luther King Day. That is on January 19th. It'd be great if I could get your registration, if you could let me know if you would like to go by the 21st, that's next Sunday. That'd be fantastic because we get cheaper, we get a group discount. We're taking a big bus. We leave here at about 6:30 a.m., get back around 8:30 p.m. If you email me, let me know if you need rental equipment because I can get it, so it's a much cheaper rental deal if you need rental deals. If not, let me know, and it'll be cheaper for you. And the cost is going to be around $80 to $90 a person, depending on rental or not. So please let me know. You can just send me an email. My email is in there. And this is open to all families, all friends. If you know anyone who'd like to go, that's fine. I'd also like to announce, and thank you so much. The Toys for Tots is going so well. This is the last day. If you could get it tomorrow morning, that'd be fine. But we have so many toys. The upstairs office is filled with stuff. Some of them look really cool. And also, just one big thank you to everyone who ordered wreaths. I hope you were happy with them. We raised over $500 for the youth group. So thank you so much for your help with that. Those are all the announcements I have. And I'd like to invite the Fleeg family up. They're going to be lighting our Advent wreath for us this morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Comfort, oh comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term and her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall be level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
God is making the final preparation for an amazing thing. This is the advent of the long-awaited Messiah, the bringer of hope, the Prince of Peace, our leader of love. We celebrate the coming of Christ with the lighting of Advent candles. At first, there was the frail light of a candle called hope, daring to pierce the darkness of despair and sin. Today we light the candle of love. No other word so adequately captures the spirit of and goal of our faith. No other word so beautifully describes what we know of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. A savior was made in the form of a baby who was born so that we might know God's love.
I forgot what I was supposed to do. Please be seated. The bidding prayer is printed in the bulletin. There are unison parts in it, but I will begin. Beloved in Christ, be it at this Christmastide our care and delight to hear again the message of the angels, and in heart and mind go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is to come pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore, let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God and the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. But first, the needs of the whole world, and goodwill among all his people. Sick and them that mourn, the lonely and unloved, the aged and the little children, all those who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, whose sin has grieved his heart of love. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in this Lord Jesus we forever are one. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer to the throne of heaven, in the words of which himself hath taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, that we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I would ask you to come with me 2,000 plus years ago, and relax and hear the wondrous story of the birth of our Christ. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Amen.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David Christ the King. This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Sing Noel, 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 Noel. Sing Noel, sing Noel, Noel, Noel. Sing Noel, sing Noel, Noel, Noel. Sing Noel.
the ushers now to wait on us for the morning offering. Let us pray. As the Christmas angel proclaimed good news of great joy for all the people, May these offerings continue that work of proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ throughout all the world, both in word and in deed. In his name we pray, amen. Remain standing. Let's sing the hymn.
Now, when Jesus was born, in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when they had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace.
Thank you.
I think this is the best one yet. It would be appropriate for us to show our gratitude to all the participants. Well done. Well done. Bravo, everyone. Please join us for coffee hour in the fellowship hall and now receive the benediction. May the grace of the babe of Bethlehem, even our Lord Jesus Christ, be with us all. Amen.